This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress has now forced the military to buy $200 million worth of depleted uranium, something the Pentagon doesn't want or need. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, for years now, I've listened to you moan and rant about military waste. The Pentagon has worked its tail off to clean up overspending, but Congress doesn't always help out. One example comes from your old home state of Massachusetts. A defense contractor there put the muscle on lawmakers, Massachusetts style, to force them to spend $200 million to buy depleted uranium, the metal used to make armor-piercing bullets. Trouble is, Ted, the Pentagon has enough depleted uranium for 100 years of warfare. Top brass wants Congress to call off this Treasury raid. $200 million might be pocket change to you, Ted, but all you're really doing is making chumps out of the taxpayers. Hail pork.
Al, when it comes to uranium, old Radioactive Simpson is right up there with a big pork barrel of his own. You're so hooked on nuclear power, you've even supported a taxpayer bailout of the U.S. uranium mining industry. You want to be sure we have enough fuel for nuclear power plants we don't need, don't want, and can't be made safe. Cool Hand Nuke, they called you, Al. You also distorted the facts on the defense stockpile. In 1989, the Army itself called for stockpiling so-called depleted uranium. It's denser than lead and hard as steel. It's a key ingredient in the armor-piercing anti-tank ammunition our A-10 attack planes used so effectively against Iraqi tanks in the Persian Gulf War. No purchases have been made yet for the stockpile, and the Pentagon will report this summer on whether they are needed. Hold your armor-piercing fire, Al. Let's see what the Pentagon says. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on labor's right to strike and what business can and can't do about it. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.